はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
日本文化レッスンでございます。
ちぐさです。
よしです。
Peter here, Japanese culture class number 18. As always, brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, we're back with Animals Part 2. And joining us again is the lovely Chigusa and the lovely...
Yoshi!
Chigusa.
Thank you, Peter.
Chigusa, does he qualify as lovely?
I don't think so. I'm sorry.
All right, so it is the lovely Chigusa and Yoshi. Now, we're going to be going over some more animals. 2 weeks ago, we covered the first round of animals. And yes, we had a really good response to them. Chigusa's lovely Japanese bush warbler, Cole. We had a great response to the first round. So we're back with round two. Again, lots more animals today. And we're going to see if we can get behind the meanings of them in Japan. Okay, so without further ado, let's jump right in. Chigusa, first animal, onegaishimasu.
Neko, cats.
All right, and tell us something about cats today.
Cats are known as being really moody. One minute happy and playful, but the other minute aggressive.
Yes, cats. Now, in Japan, we went over this once with superstition. What is the good luck cat? Inviting in the good luck?
Maneki neko.
Yes, and you could see him throughout Japan in lots of shops and outside shops. He's got one hand up, one hand down, inviting in the luck, right?
Right.
Actually, outside the studio, there's a Fuji camera shop, and they have a huge inviting cat. I think he's about 3 feet big. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Really? I never noticed.
See, that's how common they are in Japan. Japanese people don't even notice them.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay, and again, these are thought to bring in good luck and money.
Right.
Good for business.
Good for business.
Chigusa, I noticed in Japan, there are a lot of stray cats. Do you have any idea why there's so many?
I have no idea, but there used to be stray dogs too, a long time ago. But now they have dog pounds, and they don't allow stray dogs. But they don't have pounds for cats.
Quite interesting. We should really look into this. Now, Chigusa, what's the name? I know there's a name of a law that was passed maybe 100 or so years ago. That was passed to protect dogs. Because before that, there was kind of like cruelty to dogs in Japan. Do you know the name of the law?
The name of the law is Shōrui Awaremi no Ke.
And because of this law, dogs were protected. And then they started to flourish.
Right. Not only dogs, but all animals it was.
Really?
Right. And plants too.
Really?
Really.
All right. I must be a dog lover because I missed the rest of it. I didn't realize... Now, if you want to find out more about this, please stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the PDF. We'll have a little write-up on this law and the history behind it, because it's really directly related to the way animals developed in Japan, the domestication and other things.
Right. And the word oinu-sama also flourished this time.
Really? What does that mean?
It's inu in a very, very polite way. It's like using keigo for dogs.
Wow.
Oinu-sama.
Wow. It's the first time I heard this. Interesting. All right. So we backtracked a bit, but Chigusa likes dogs. So we had to backtrack a bit and cover the dogs and let you know about that. All right. What do we have next?
Kaeru.
Frog. Now, there's a very famous proverb associated with frogs. Well, I think there's a few of them, but I'm thinking of one in particular, and it has to do with a well. Any ideas? Help me out here.
Ino naka no kawazu?
That's the one. All right. And what does this mean?
It's actually, 井の中の蛙、大海を知らず.
And what does this mean?
A frog in a well doesn't know the big ocean.
Yes. And Chigusa, how is this interpreted? What kind of situation will you use this in?
For example, when a person's living in a really small, enclosed environment and doesn't know about the world.
Exactly. Yeah, great explanation.
Really?
So, yeah, someone who doesn't really know what's going on outside.
Right.
So you can just say to someone, ah, ii no naka no kawazu. Ah, you're the frog in the well. And the rest of the expression's kind of known. And the nuance is, you don't know much about the world out there, do you?
Right. But I don't recommend for you to say it in front of that person.
Oh, just stick to behind the back. Yeah, yeah.
No, but sometimes, thanks, like, sensitive people might get offended.
Frogs do.
I do.
All right. Frogs, frogs, frogs. Now, what else do we have? Next animal.
Tanuki.
Not quite a raccoon. Not quite a dog. So, raccoon dogs. Now, when I first read this, I was a bit shocked, but you have to see one to understand. It's not a raccoon, right?
No, it's not.
You know, in the U.S., we have the raccoons, and, well, they can be disease-carrying, and they can be a bit ferocious. They are very cute at a distance. These things, what do you think, Chigusa? Cute?
They're really cute when they're babies.
Yeah, that works for every animal out there. But tell us more about these raccoon dogs.
Most raccoon dogs are wild.
Yeah. And are they big? Are they small?
They're pretty big. About a mid-sized dog.
Yeah, like much bigger than a raccoon. But these get to be the size of about a mid-sized dog, which when you see a pack of them, it's quite an eye-opener. All right, and what are they known for?
They're kind of like badgers. When they are surprised or when they see other animals or enemies, they play dead.
Is there a word for this in Japanese?
Tanuki neiri.
Ah, the tanuki sleep. And it's kind of like playing dead.
Yes.
All right. Can you give us an example how to use this?
Okay. If you see a person, a young person who's pretending to be asleep on the train.
Pretending?
Yes.
Or like really sleeping?
Pretending.
Like say an old lady comes and stands in front of him. He closes his eyes and like punches it.
That's total tanuki neiri.
Is there a way to wake them up? Pull the tail or something?
Yes.
Pretending to be... Ah, actually, I remember well now, like when I was a child trying to avoid school. Yes, pretending to be asleep.
Right.
Got it. All right. So please continue on.
In Japanese folktales, raccoon dogs are known for fooling human beings, but they don't succeed.
So they're always trying.
They're always trying, but they always fail.
And Yoshi, is there something going on with their belly?
Yes.
What's going on here?
The raccoon dogs, they use their bellies as drums.
For the drum, they beat themselves on the belly and they make the drum noise.
Yes.
Are they depicted this way in like cartoons and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. Chigusa, next please.
The next is kitsune, fox.
All right. And what do we have for fox?
They're often depicted as very cunning, sly, and not a very positive image.
Yes. Kind of the same in the West. It's funny how the fox gets this bad reputation. Why do you think it gets us a bad reputation?
I think it's because of the face. It's sharp. They have like... their eyes are like...
I thought it's because they were really clever, but yeah. The face.
The face. They look kind of bad. Didn't you think?
Chigusa.
They're cute, but...
Oh, your recoveries are so late and so little. It's a pretty good point. I guess we could look more into it, but I think it has to do with the fact like they used to wreak havoc on the farms and they wouldn't get caught. I guess some animals would just go get a cabbage and eat the cabbage on the farm and then the farm would come and catch them. But I think foxes, they're really stealthy and they get the chickens, they get the other animals and they never get caught. So I guess that's maybe where it comes from. But I wouldn't quote me on this. If you want a quote, go to JapanesePod101.com and check out the PDF because that's where you find all the sourced information. All right. And you know something? Right here in Akasaka, they have...
Inari Jinja.
That's it. Now, what's the connection between kitsune and inari?
At Inari shrines, foxes are thought to be messengers of the gods.
Really?
Right. So they're always statues of seated foxes. Sometimes they're thought to be as sacred animals.
I see. We've actually had lunch there a few times. And what do they have there, Yoshi?
Big fox.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you about something else. I know when I go to eat soba, there's something called kitsune soba and tanuki soba.
Mm-hmm.
And udon too, or just soba?
For both.
What's going on here?
Kitsune, either soba or udon, has the fried soy bag on top of it.
Uh-huh.
And tanuki, either soba or udon, has...
Chigusa, help us out here. What's going on?
I think one reason why they call it kitsune udon is because they have oage in the udon.
And what's that?
Oage is fried soy.
So what relation to the fox?
It's brownish gold. So it resembles the color of the fox, I think.
All right, you got out of that one. Now what about the tanuki? What about the raccoon udon?
The tanuki, I don't know. Maybe as opposed to having the oage, they have bits and pieces of crumbs, tempura crumbs.
Ah.
And also, I have an idea of a tanuki udon.
All right, let's hear it.
This is just my guess, but like if you're rich, you can have a really good tempura udon.
With the shrimp.
Uh-huh. With all the vegetables on top of udon.
Oh, it sounds nice.
But if you didn't have enough money, but still you can have tanuki udon, which is as good as tempura udon. So I'm guessing tanuki udon makes believe that you're eating tempura udon.
Ah.
As, you know, raccoons fools you.
Or it could be that raccoons often eat out of the garbage and just the crumbs with nothing in there.
It's just my guess.
All right. So I'm going to go with the scavenger theory that raccoons, you know, whatever they get, they can eat. So that's why they get the crumbs. Yoshi's going with the tempura. All right. Now we have two theories to investigate.
All right.
All right. Okay, what do we have next?
Semi. Cicada.
Yoshi will give you the sound, the Japanese sound of a cicada. Yoshi?
Mim.
This insect in Japanese, break it down.
Mim, mim, mim.
So they repeat the sounds.
Min.
Over and over to mimic the sound of the cicada. It's actually pretty close, I think.
Right.
Okay, so tell us about the cicadas.
The cicadas, as it is everywhere in the world, they die a week after coming out of the dirt.
What an explanation.
It's sometimes compared to the life of man.
Oh, why do you think that is?
You know,
enlighten us, Chigusa.
Life's really short, so you got to make what you can make out of it.
All right. There you go. Words to live by. Cicada.
Cicada.
Yeah, but all I know is they're so loud. They always wake me up. Always. Okay, what's next?
The next is tombo, dragonfly.
Dragonflies. Okay, Yoshi, what do we have for this?
According to the legend, like long time ago, the first emperor was bitten by a mosquito.
Uh-huh.
Then a dragonfly came and ate that mosquito.
Ah, dragonfly to the rescue. So do they have a good image in Japan?
Yeah.
And also, there's a children's song, right?
Right.
What's the name of that song?
Akatombo.
Okay, Yoshi, please sing it for us.
Yuyake koyake no akatombo.
And what does this mean?
Sun's setting, and it's really pretty and red. And you see the red dragonflies.
Wow. Now that's representative of Japan, I think. Anything else with these?
I can tell you a way to catch them really easily.
All right. What do you got?
It's a really famous way to catch dragonflies in Japan. First, you stand right in front of the dragonfly who's resting somewhere. And you put your finger, your pointing finger, in front of the dragonfly's face. And you start making circles with your finger.
How do you get that close?
You erase all your aura and just really sneak up and start making circles with your fingers. And then the dragonfly gets hypnotized, and there you go. You can catch the dragonfly with your fingers right away.
I don't know if I buy it.
No, it really works. I've tried it before 1,000 times, and it always works.
Chigusa.
Really?
I think you'd have me looking like a fool out in the park, waving my finger in the middle of the grass.
But it works.
All right, Yoshi, should we believe her?
Yeah.
All right, believe we'll give it a try.
Okay.
And everybody out there, please try this on your side of the world and let us know if it works. This is Chigusa's guaranteed way to catch dragonflies. All right, what do we have next?
The next actually is the last one. It's Hotaru.
All right, Chigusa, tell us about the firefly.
Fireflies used to be more common in Japan a long time ago, but now they've decreased.
Because of all the buildings and all the construction.
Because they're thought to live where there's very clean water.
Yeah, and a lot of it was drained to build houses and other things. Actually, Ikebukuro, right?
Right.
It gets its name from a bunch of ponds. So there was probably at one time a lot of water there. But now just concrete.
Right.
All concrete. Now, there's a famous song with this, no? That they play, that Japanese people play at graduations. Or when the, I know when the library is closing, I hear this all the time. Any idea what I'm talking about?
Hotaru no Hikari.
All right. And Yoshi's going to show us how it goes.
All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Hotaru no hikari, mado no yuki.
That was pretty good. Now, this song in the West is Old Anxiety. What do the words mean in Japanese? What were you just singing?
Hotaru no hikari means the light of fireflies.
Uh-huh.
And mado no yuki means snow just outside of the window. And this song represents like how hard all the students studied using the light of fireflies and the snow outside of the window as a light.
Hence the graduation and the library and some other places where we hear this song. All right. So, again, let's do a little animal wrap-up. Chigusa, what's your favorite animal today?
Semi.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Why? They're so loud.
But they're kind of cute. And they're, I can't just get over the fact that they have to die in a week after sleeping for 7 years.
Yeah.
You should get more sentimental, Peter.
Not going to happen. Yoshi, what do we got?
I like all of them.
Okay, so you would like to be a hybrid. Couple wings, fox face.
What's your favorite out of those animals or insects?
I definitely would have to say the fox. Very Why? Misunderstood animal.
Like yourself, you mean?
Well, she goes, I never really thought of myself that way, but thank you. Yes, I kind of do now. Thank you for showing me the light. All right, Yoshi, hit us with the music. Let him know the podcast is coming to an end. All right, that's going to do it for today. You can experience the Japanese experience. Closing down and you hear the music. That's going to do it. See you next week.
またね。
またね。